So if the body could be any more comfortable, what movement or adjustment would you need to make? Just take a moment to do that now. Just feel as the body begins to settle. Even as you're making these adjustments, the body is settling. And during this practice, let every perception unfold as it will. I Rest invites us to explore and to go beyond the various layers of existence. Ultimately, it may bring a glimpse of our true nature as divine consciousness, presence, stillness, or being. It helps us get closer to the unconditioned self. We learn to welcome and to respond to each perception as a messenger. We're not trying to change anything we encounter. So during this practice, let every perception unfold as it will, with a sense of curiosity and openness. And take a moment to name your intention for this particular practice. Is there something that you're bringing to the practice now? Or is it that you're looking for a good rest? Or simply to remain open to whatever arises? State that intention. And be aware of your heartfelt desire, this yearning, this longing that you may have for something that you have always yearned for, always longed for. What is that heartfelt desire? Let it express itself as a fact, as a statement of truth, and feel it with the whole body as an embodied statement or fact. And then set it aside and we'll come back to it at the end of the practice. And take a moment to recall that inner resource, that safe haven, this place, either real or imagined, in nature or in a room. This place that when you go to, it conjures up this feeling of safety and security. This place where you feel nurtured, loved, just as you are. Notice any smells that are there. Feel the touch on the skin. Look around. What's there? Is anyone there with you? What sounds are you hearing? And know that you can return at a moment's notice to this safe haven whenever you feel a need to, for safety, security, or to be at ease. with anything during this practice or at any time during your waking day or night. So I'm going to ring the bowl, and as the bowl rings, allow the sound and the vibration of the bowl to lead you inward, perhaps feeling the flow of your breath now, and following that flow downward on an inhalation, upward on an exhalation. And let the ring of the bowl carry the breath, bringing you inward. Feel the flow of the breath. This filling on the inhale, the emptying or flowing on the exhale. And as the breath continues to flow, the body breathing itself, I invite you to follow along with my voice as we rotate through the body, beginning at the mouth. Feel the whole inner mouth. The ears, the tunnels of the ears, the outer ears, the ears, receptors of sound, receiving all the sounds around you. The ears, filling with sensation, glowing with sensation, perhaps a sense of warmth. Be aware of the nose, the movement of breath in each nostril. Be aware of the eyes, the bony structure surrounding the eyes, the eye sockets, the eyeballs. Let the eyeballs drift gently back to the back of the skull. Let them drift deeper into the body as if drifting down towards the heart center. The physical eyes giving up the need for seeing. And as the eyes rest at the heart center, have this felt sense of seeing with the whole body. And be aware of the sensation, the movement of air on the face, the forehead, the temples, left and right, the outer cheeks, left and right. Be aware of the edges of the face, the scalp, the back of the skull, the crown of the skull, the whole head, face, skull, and scalp together. Feel the whole head as radiant sensation. and feel that sensation flowing into the neck, across the top of the shoulders, to the outer edge of the shoulders. Sensation flowing down the arms, left and right, into the palms of the hands, the left hand, the right hand. Sensation filling all 10 fingers. Being aware of both arms filled with sensation. Radiant sensation glowing in all directions. And feel sensation flowing from the armpits into the rib cage, back, front, left, right, the whole rib cage filled with sensation. Feel that sensation flowing into the belly, the whole abdominal area. Sensation flowing into the lower back, the pelvis, the left buttock cheek, the right buttock cheek. Sensation flowing into the hip crests, the front of the pelvis, left, right. Sensation flowing into the pubic bone, the floor of the pelvis, till the entire torso is saturated with sensation, pelvis, abdomen, chest, the whole torso glowing with radiant sensation in all directions. And feel sensation flowing from the pelvis into the legs, the left leg, the right leg, into the thighs, front and back, the knee joints, the lower legs, calves, shins, the ankle joints. Be aware of both feet, all 10 toes. Both feet filled and alive with sensation. Be aware of the instep of the left foot, the instep of the right foot, the back of the left knee, the back of the right knee. Be aware of the left hip crease, the right hip crease. Both legs, left and right together, filled and alive with sensation, radiantly glowing in all directions. Be aware of these sensations that are in the body. Perceiving all that is present now. And come to the breath. Feeling the body being breathed. This inward flow of breath and energy moving down the body, and the outward, upward flow of breath and energy on the exhalation, just riding the wave of the breath, this flow of breath moving down the body and back up and out the body. Notice how the breath, sensations are present. And can you dissolve back into spaciousness, feeling the breath, and these perceptions unfolding out of this spaciousness and dissolving back into spaciousness. And as the body continues to be breathed, the breath filling and emptying the body, is there a sensation or an emotion present? If so, where in the body is it located? Perhaps there's a sense of frustration with the rainy weather or low energy, a sense of gloom or gloominess, depressed, exasperated. If that's your experience, where is that located in the body? And if your experience is different from that, stay with that experience. Notice if there's any refusing or resisting to what's present or arising. Are there any images or thoughts or beliefs accompanying this emotion? Don't go into thinking. Deeply feel this experience. Notice any tendency in wanting things to be different from where they are. Can you welcome this experience just as it is? Staying with it. Feeling it fully. And then if it's helpful, can you find its opposite? So if you're feeling frustrated or gloomy with the rainy weather, can you feel a sense of joyfulness as the sun shines, energized, triumphant or invigorated, this feeling of delight? And as you find that opposite to what your first experience was, where is it located in the body? Can you find expression of this experience as sensation in the body? Are there any images or thoughts or beliefs that come along with this opposite? Can you welcome this opposite just as it arrives? And then in your own time, go back and forth from the first experience, feeling it fully, and then going to its opposite and feeling it fully. First one, and then the other, the opposite. Welcoming your experience just as it is. Everything unfolding naturally. And now can you feel the two emotions together? Feel them both simultaneously. Don't go into thinking. You can't think your way there. Feel them both together. And notice how this acts on the body and the mind. Sense how now what is present in awareness. Sense everything that is present. And dissolve into being spacious awareness in which all these changing perceptions are unfolding. Step back into that field of awareness in which all these changing perceptions are unfolding and dissolving back into. And now I invite you to recall a feeling of joy or pleasure, happiness, or even simply relief. Can you recall that feeling into the body? And if it's helpful, using a memory, an image, and feel it fully in the body. This joy or pleasure or relief, feeling it deeply. Let the images go, the memory go, if you've used that to recall it. With every inhalation, feel joy expanding in the body, filling the body with joy. On every inhalation and on every exhalation, feel joy flowing into the whole body, into all its creases and crevices, into every bone, every muscle, every pore. Joy filling every cell, every molecule. Filled with joy. The whole body saturated with joy. Joy radiating in all directions. And notice too how joy is a movement in awareness. Dissolve into being pure awareness. In which joy and all these changing experiences are unfolding. Being pure awareness, open and spacious. And being pure awareness, while reflecting back upon the journey that you've just taken, sensing the different perceptions that are now or have been present, sensations, emotions, thoughts, joy, pure awareness. And perhaps welcoming and experiencing, affirming again your deepest heartfelt desire. Let that heartfelt longing bubble up once again, this expression of pure awareness. Feeling it with the whole body as a statement of truth. This embodied experience, this heartfelt longing. And perhaps acknowledging and affirming again your intention for this particular practice, or sensing and affirming a new intention for your next practice. Is there something you want to take into another practice? Something that may not feel quite complete? And begin to sense your body again. Sense the room around you. Imagining going about your waking life, yet all the while awake and aware. As pure awareness in which all of life is unfolding. Pure awareness, awake and aware while sensing your body and the world around you. And take a moment, perhaps, affirming that in every moment, your body and mind always know the perfect response to each situation. Feeling yourself as unchanging awareness in which all of life is unfolding. And affirming how your body always knows the perfect response to each and every situation in life. Taking your time, transitioning back into your waking life, your body fully awakening into its natural state, awake, alert, aware. And take a moment to notice what it feels like to be awake, alert, aware and yet relaxed at the same time. Reorienting to your surroundings, to this room, this place, to where you are now and where you're going. Coming fully back, alert, wide awake, and grateful for taking this time for yourself. This ends this practice of I Rest Yoga Nidra.